gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday, 12/17/2021. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And in Matthew 23, when I overheard the President of the United States saying the crud he talked about today, Red China Joe, all unvaccinated, you're going to have illness and sickness and death all throughout the winter. And I'll tell you what, I thought right of this. These are the red letters here. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All their prayer whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works. For they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men Rabbi, Rabbi, but be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. And neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, and neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer before ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and then he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whatever be greater than gold, or the temple that sanctifieth the gold. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctify the gift? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is just, let me go down and skip down here a little bit, because this is the one part I like. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is in the cup and platter, and that which outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Be your like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. That's what I thought about when I saw Red China Joe and all the crud and crap that he dealt with. And I will say this. They mean to kill these New World Order Luciferian scumbags who utilize the top people in the slots of politics, business, military, intelligence. And while they're talking about, which is interesting, talking about Europe, when we told you multiple times now that there are Russians, they're Russian, I believe, ground units, small ground units, Spetsnaz, various special ops, GRU, stay behinds, even second and third generation GRU. Remember the TV show where they had the Americans, the family that lived in the D.C. area or Virginia or whatever, and they were travel agents, but they were the GRU, Stay Behind Spies, or KGB, or whatever they were, okay? So, back to the matter is that you've got that kind of thing ongoing, plus the Joker Tut Obama hired and put on the black budget on black, ultra-black payrolls and stuff in the budgets. You know, several thousand Spetsnaz, they're still here. People are picking up transmissions, signals, from the various number stations out of Cuba, but instead of what normally goes on, they're using all kind of games. They're doing spread spectrum, like hidden signals within signals within signals. But beyond that, what they're doing is they're communicating using CW, okay? They're using keys, telegraph keys for the old timers. They're using keys, and they're doing what's interesting on one frequency, they will key in one letter. And then they'll go to another spot, and at another time, they'll key in another letter, and another letter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then with the Russians, they could even key in Cyrillic, their language, or their writing, Cyrillic, CW. And there's nobody hardly in the United States government that even knows what the heck it is anymore. So they're getting their stuff out, low power communications, unit to unit, etc. But when you start to send up P-8 Poseidons that are sub-hunters from the East Coast, from, you know, Treasure Island and Jacksonville and that area, Florida and Georgia, that normally should be hunting enemy submarines out there, you send those to the Tennessee Valley, to the Smokies and that area, and up and down the rivers and the by the TVA dams and stuff. Or you send them up into the St. Lawrence Seaway, Lake Ontario, and other parts of the Great Lakes. You send them up there to look for what? Are they looking for the small Russian submarines in some cases? Are they looking for ground troops? Because they still have capability of all kind of sensors, all kind of radars, all kind of signal intelligence, you know, snippers that take in and can vacuum up every kind of communication. They pick up low power stuff on the ground as they go over at lower altitudes than you might think. Now, why would, in the case of European World War II, which I'm not saying won't happen, all right, in the Ukraine, but I'm saying while all the focus is there, the Russians are here. And why would you send four KC-135 tankers, refueling air tankers, across New York State today, but not out to sea to the Atlantic to go overseas, but to go towards the Great Lakes area? They're up there refueling people who are looking down below to find Russian vessel or Russian smaller mini subs, or to find groups, okay, small groups that might have suitcase nukes or what have you. This stuff is real. I'm going to tell you, it's not all going to be cyber. What's going to happen if this thing goes like it's possibly going to go? And I talked again to Brother Steve Quayle last night, and God bless Brother Steve Quayle. He has been warning you since the 90s, telling you all about it. And I sure am glad that Brother Quayle made it okay for me to come back to Lord Jesus, and I've made it okay for you. If you're out there and you're backslid, if you got too many faces, you think you've done stuff that and many of you have, that you should not have done. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus will tell you, if you will come to him and repent of your sins to him sincerely and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to start to see him wash your sins clean with his blood. And then I'll tell you, if you are sincere about it and he becomes your Savior, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal, people. That is a good deal. That is the best thing in town, brother. And you better take advantage of it. But I'm trying to say is this. Don't think it's over there, over there. It's right here, right here. And the fact of the matter is that somebody, you know, basically is saying that if you've got these things coming over and going to the Great Lakes to refuel things, then there must be something there, you know. Must be something there. Must be something there, because I'll tell you, they're not going to be spending all that time and all that money and all the pilots and all the stuff and all of those things. And I will tell you this, is that if they're there and they've got the suitcases full of, you know what, that they've maintained over the years and had buried in the Smokies, the Blue Ridge, and all up and down the line, they can take out key power grid, power plants all over, and then that can cascade the grid. They can still do Cumbre Vieja if they want. Yesterday, my brother, my Rochester, Minnesota brother, was looking at the Mimic, and he looks at it a lot. I'm glad that he does, as other people watch other things for me when I can't watch them when I'm only up 20 hours a day, all right? Or 23 or whatever it is, 22 or 21 hours a day. So the fact of the matter is that he saw a massive little energy signature right over the Canary Islands, and it was there for a little while, all right? So what are they doing? What are they doing there? All right? Are they thump, 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 thump? Are they getting ready to go again? Are they preparing it for the big blowout? And if that, a lot of people say, well, that'll just hit the East Coast. I don't have to worry. I'm sitting in Idaho. All right? Well, let me tell you what. If that hits the East Coast, takes the power plants down there, the nuclear power plants, the coal-fired, the different power generation plants, and key parts of the power grid of the key power substations, then you will see a cascade effect across the entire United States just from Cumbre, all right? And if that happens, the testimony before Congress was that if the power grid of the United States goes down, the soonest it could ever be put back up, if at all, if at all, if at all, did you hear me? The soonest it could be put back up would be 18 months. After 12 months in the United States, after 12 months, if the power grid is down, in other words, no electricity except what you generate yourself. That if that's the case, you'll have 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. Dead. Is that what Biden might be intimating about? The a nuclear winter or another type of a winter, you see? He's talking about the unvaccinated. Or are they going to release something besides the Omicron? The Omicron, they needed to get you back in, to get you back in and get you vaccinated, to get you with the spike jabs and the spike jabs, and to put the graphene oxide and the Hydra vulgaris through the vaccines in your body so they can turn you into the Borg. So they have graphene, graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide. That's the negatively charged portion. So they can have receivers inside your body making carbon nanotubes that will then be susceptible to signals from outside the body to turn on the cytokine storms to cause perhaps a hemorrhagic type fever like a Spanish flu or an Ebola, a Marburg, whatever it might be. Remember the movie with Dustin Hoffman and everybody and Outbreak? Remember that movie? Motaba, Ebola. There used to be a monkey feeding station in Africa that was there, and I'm not going to tell you the corporation because I don't need any grief from all of that, but it was one of those big, big corporations owned it. You can read about that, I think, in... it's been so long. Dr. Leonard Horowitz's Emerging Viruses. He'll tell you who owned that feeding station over there. And they use some of those monkeys at Tulane, and they use some up in Virginia and various places. And some of those had Ebola, you see, and it got away, and it got this way and that way and the other way. And then you get variations like Marburg. Or what do you get, Omicron? Or is Omicron an acronym for moronic? Is it an acronym for moronic? Omicron? Moronic? I don't know. Somebody showed me that. It's just getting to be really, really wild. And you will just understand that if that thing, Cumbra, hits, just in terms of that, take out the power grid. But if the Russians or the Red Chinese, if they hit and do sabotage on the TVA dams, that would take out the power grid because it cascades if they did that. All right? That would be the case, you see. If they take out about 9 or 10 key power substations, that could cause it eventually as well. If they have Little Kim, the proxy, okay? If he decided to drop 2 out of a satellite that he's got up there in a orbit over the United States, he could drop 2 EMP weapons out of that, kaboom, and there would go the grid, plus the cars. Most of the automobiles go. Your home computer goes. All right? Electronics just get blasted unless you got them in, you know, inside the garbage can, the galvanized garbage can with the tight lid. All right? The Faraday cage. You got them in the Faraday cages, in a sense. Look into that. I don't know if the things that you plug in will do the trick or not. But inside a Faraday cage, or like the guy Brill, an enemy of the state, remember he had the cage, the jar, he called it, in that industrial building, and they went into it, and he could see everything outside, but they couldn't get in with the signal? If we're going to go to war, you can believe that it's not going to be all over there. And, you know, I mean, it's like Brother Quayle and I talked last night, and Brother Quayle said it's going to all happen at about the same time. You're going to see this thing happen, the other thing happen. You've got off the coastlines, you got nuclear weapons of the Russians, the Red Chinese. In submarines, they're out the 12-mile limit. You know how long it'd take for a cruise missile, or let alone even a hypersonic, but just a cruise missile, okay? From a submarine in the Atlantic or the Pacific or the Gulf of Mexico to hit, oh, I don't know, Houston, the ship channel, all of the refineries, kaboom, kaboom with the nuke. or hit San Diego, hit San Francisco, L.A., all three of them, all right? Or to hit, you know, various key Air Force, naval bases, military, U.S. Army bases, etc., Marine Corps bases. They did more damage in the tornadoes throughout Kentucky and Ohio and Arkansas and Missouri and all through the states there. Plus, they've now had another round through the Great Plains with wildfires in Kansas, Iowa, Oklahoma, all kind of stuff going on like that. Tractor trailers overturned, buildings gone, hitting, you know, the new plantings of crops, all kind of stuff like that. There's more damage done in those than in a conventional old bombing strike of the old World War II. And it's all asymmetrical. And you'll never know it if the Russians pop, goes the weasel on the TVA dams, which they always plan to do. And as I've stated now for about the fifth time, Brother Greg Evenson, who was Special Forces, said they used to train back in early on in his day about how to defend or to try to hunt the Russian Spetsnaz who were there to blow up the TVA dams. Tennessee, Alabama, you know, all throughout the South there. Tennessee Valley Authority. And that's why we also might have a whole bunch of helicopters off the coastline of Alabama yesterday. What are they looking for? Are they looking for rubber duckies coming in? Are they looking for somebody who maybe was in Mobile for a number of years who also came back in? All right? I don't know. But we're in the wartime footing right now, and you need to be told that you need to prepare and to get ready as best you can. As best you can. Okay? And if you haven't bought Christmas gifts yet, you could certainly buy a year's supply of food, couldn't you, for a family member, all right? Or 6 months or 3 months, all right? Plus, you could get them long-handled underwear, good wool socks. You know what I'm saying? Thinsulate gloves. Maybe it's time to get the camouflaged thinsulate-filled parka, okay? Or just a nice green one. That would fit in well, a light green, you know. Or a tan or something like that that would go into the woods, you know, gray. You can give gifts that are practical in the sense of what's getting ready to happen. If you have somebody in your family who's a hunter, then you could get them, instead of shotgun shells for shooting duck or geese or pheasant, you could get them a few that might work very well, you know. If you can get any number four buck or double odd buck, you know. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't get that, you can get twos or fours or whatever that's going to be there that you will take care of somebody within a short distance if they come by your property to get what you want and have, or to take your children, or to take your wife, or, well, maybe some of you ladies out there, take my husband, you know. He's out on the golf course. I'm the one that shoots the firearms. Kind of funny, but, I mean, I always remember Greg Evenson telling me that his lovely wife, you know, was a better shot than he was on the target range a lot of times. Liz, Merry Christmas to you out there. Liz Evenson, God bless you. So, I don't know when or what exactly is going to happen. But if we're getting information that possibly, through Hal Turner, he's saying that his intelligence contacts from when he worked for the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force, that they are telling him, you know, from that era, those guys now are telling him that this thing, the war, could go down prior to Christmas. This Christmas. I don't know that. I don't have any independent confirmation of that, but I can tell you that based on what I understand, there are Russian small units, possibly Russian subs in the Great Lakes, and also in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge, all right? And who knows where else? Fort Carson, Colorado? You remember the Russians that were down there in the Uwari Mountains, that some medics, Navy medics who were out hunting, happened to see some Russian Spetsnaz training in the Uwaris, some of the oldest mountains in the United States? Not all that far from Troy, North Carolina, you know? Or from a certain military base over there at Bragg, all right? So even with the fact that if we have Etna and all these different volcanoes start to blow, Cumbre, Etna, if Baby Krakatoa blows, if Mount Pinatubo, the ones in Mexico, all over the world, if that starts to blow, you're going to have a lot of less sunlight. You'll still get some, but the crop production will be less. You think maybe you need to get at least an extra one can of Chunky or Progresso soup, where you got the meat, the vegetables, the gravy, and the, you know, the rice or whatever else is in there, the barley or potatoes, where you got a meal in a can, a ration in a can. One big can of Chunky soup, that would be probably at least a decent ration for a day. If you had two of them, man, you could fight like a son of a buck, you know? You'd be strong in a time that's getting ready to come. So whatever it is that you are light on, because this is the same thing. We're also being attacked spiritually, demonically, by the devil's troops. And I'm going to tell you, wherever you're weak, that's where they come for you, you know? Whatever you were weak at or weak on, or you got your own faults or problems or question marks, and we all do. I'm a sinner. Most people I know are sinners. And then the idea is to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior and to have Him to wash you clean and show you the right path. But I'm going to tell you, there's temptation all along the way. Because if you're really working for the Lord Jesus, then the devil has put about 20, 30,000 demons on your butt to try to nail you at every given turn. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Hawk on the air, striking blows against the old shins of the old Lucy, popping him upside the head with the Louisville Slugger, saying what you would like to say, at the same time understanding where you're at out there, and knowing that this ain't going to be a cakewalk. But anyway, if you want to help to keep me in the game, and that's all I ask, and that's what the Lord provides, is me staying in the game. Anything is most needed and most welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of gold, a bit of silver, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, that's all you need, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in need of gold or silver, if you would like high quality night vision, if you want your children and grandchildren to understand where we're at, all these things, then I would tell you also to get Steve Quayle's books and DVDs. Get the Mega Drought. All right. Get the Giants book. You want to see some kids say, whoa. Get them Steve Quayle's book on Giants. The Weather Wars book. All right. Empire Beneath the Ice. Talking about the all of the Nazis and World War II, Xenogenesis. Or Steve's basically Terminated. The End of Man is Here. These are incredible tools of reference to understand just why we're here and what we're here and what's really going on. You tell them, you call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. All right? And tell them to get you fixed up with any of the specials or any of the things. And Brother Quayle would say, if you don't have $1,000 to put into the gold and silver, only do that if you've got a sufficient amount of food, water purification equipment, gas mask, firearms, ammunition, winter clothing, okay, firewood, you see. If you've got a small solar array, if you've got water power from a stream or a creek or a river that goes by you, you got wind power, wind generator. You see what I'm saying? You have the ability to store that in storage batteries. If you've got that done, then get you some gold and silver. But I'm going to tell you, the value of Quayle's books and DVDs, incredible. Get them and tell them to, hey, pay for them to come overnight. You know, with the ground shipment and the UPS right now, not guaranteed. I want to get them for Christmas, have them do the overnight bit. Ladies and gentlemen, also, I will tell you, if you would like to get, we're still getting through the Lord's assistance in Indochina, that's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, in the mountainous areas, the Montagnards, all right, the mountain tribes that have small villages and each has its own dialect. We're still able to get Bibles in their own dialect, and songbooks are still going out. I'm not going to tell you how, but they're getting there through the, I think they ride the little ponies up the back mountain trails where your stirrups are backwards because you're going almost straight up. I think that's where they ought to look for them if they're going to look for them. But it could be any other kind of way. Could be C-130s landing there again, you know. Who knows? But I will tell you this. It is still getting through. They're getting through. And there is a hunger for the Lord Jesus and for the word there that the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker, who've been over there in Asia over 50 years, they were there. You want to help get some of those Bibles to people who are hungry for it, who are just tickled to death to get a Bible and a songbook in their own language, and then they go out and they teach other people and they become preachers in their own villages. They go to the next village, the whole bit. Anything most welcome can be sent to it. Send it to the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker Bible Project. Send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. I'll repeat, send it to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you, because I'll tell you, that's going right there to people, right there to people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, and they are there in the midst of an enemy that is basically atheistic or on the Luciferian side. It's just incredible. Vietnam and the rest of Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states of China. Okun Sa is still up in there. You know, those people up in that area. Let's get some of that stuff to them. Maybe it'll change their ways to a certain degree. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And don't you ever forget it. Because I will tell you, when 1 second after and the power grid goes out, your car dies on Interstate 40. Like the book talks about, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, 1 second after. Forge books. 1 second after, you haven't read it, it's a novel, but it reads quick. Or you've got, in a slightly different vein, you have the book, which is a little bit older, Patriot, Surviving the Coming Collapse. James Wesley Rawls. But 1 second after talks to you about what happens on I-40 near Black Mountain, North Carolina, Swannoa, all those different places in through there, Asheville, and what happens near Monterey College and all of that when I-40 becomes a parking lot and when everything goes down and the power grid goes down. And the small grocery store there, the nice grocery there in Black Mountain, when everything is gone in about an hour, when the pharmacy is gone, and then the one guy, his daughter can't get insulin, the protagonist, and she dies. But it's that first book that is the key. There are other books, and he's a good author. But I still like the first book because it gives you an idea of what's going to happen when the power grid goes down. Within 12 months, according to congressional testimony, if the power grid goes down for 12 months in the United States, which it can, might have two or three or four methods or ways or means of doing it. I'm not trying to do it, but the Russians or the Red Chinese would love to do it. So I'm just trying to say is that that book give you a pretty clear idea, but only be worse than that because 90% of the population of the United States will die. Now suppose they did that in Europe and took the power grid down in Europe and also in parts of Asia, like in Japan, let's say, okay, or like in the Philippines, which may be a little bit more to the side of America. It used to be an American protectorate at one time after it was taken from the Spanish. Okay? So the CDC is warning you 15,000 people are going to die every week. Well, how many died of the flu in a country of 350 million people? I don't know. Don't know, but I will say this. They need to get you to do what they want to do, you see. They want you under their thumb. They want you borgified. They want you equitized. They want you in a system after a number of deaths. They want a Luciferian blood sacrifice of billions of people worldwide so Lucifer himself can try to steal your soul and gain that devil power from doing that to come and to do what? A counterfeit of what our Lord Jesus' return as the Messiah will be. He's going to try to preempt him. And with the counterfeit, try and do that. But in the end, you see, Lord Jesus will come with his archangels, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and all the different people. And I suspect that old Greg Evenson maybe has jump boots on somewhere. And I'm going to tell you something else. Let me give a shout out right now. Old Stoney. There was a guy named Stoney. And old Stoney was the best point man that ever came down the block, okay? That ever walked out into the bad bush, all right? Old Stoney has passed on to heaven now. Old Stoney's passed on to heaven, and I guarantee you, he is in AIT. And this is for Stoney's friends. Stoney's is in Angel Infantry Training. Angel Infantry Training right now. And God bless all those who knew Stoney. In another day and another time. But you're back to the world. But Stoney came back. But now he's gone on ahead of you to Angel Infantry Training, AIT. All love you, and may the Lord Jesus bless you, Stoney. And I'll tell you what, those of us still alive, if the Lord Jesus places you on the line somewhere, then by golly, you'll be on the line. And there's those who are coming back up onto the line who are coming out of the depths of the COVID. We're getting bypasses and stuff, but coming back from it. Coming back from it, and are going to be in the service of our Lord Jesus yet. And once again, to our Lady B out in the Northwest, may Lord Jesus come to you right now, B. May he come to you right now. May the Lord anoint you with his full power and energy and so in his love, and so that you know it's happening right now. Right now he's coming to you, and he's going to give you medical miracles and remove the COVID from you. Take it from you. Get rid of it and restore you back to health and full function. And ladies and gentlemen, pray still for Brother Quayle. Brother Quayle is doing better. And I'll tell you what, but Lord Jesus, go to Brother Quayle and give him a medical miracle right now. So he knows that it's you coming to him. So he knows, and restore him to full function and health, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And to all of those, Lord Jesus, if you will touch all of those families and all of those who have lost people, who have lost their homes in these tornadoes and these hurricane winds on the plains of Iowa and Kansas and different places, and all throughout Kentucky, at the Mayfield, and all the different spots, Arkansas, Missouri, all over, Edwardsville, Illinois, all up and down the line, Lord Jesus, if you will touch to them, and if you will provide them with miracles as each one of them needs. In your name, I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, I tell you what, it gets you going. It gets you going, and I'm going to tell you what. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. Sharpen your K-bars, load your magazines, ladies and gentlemen. Get your old sawed off in your backpack. Get your old legal length, of course, on the barrel. Get your old machete, sharp and ready to go. And you got your K-bar, you got another one, you got your boot knife, you got 2-3 knives. You might get one of them things called an Entrek. I think that's a pretty good knife. Entrek, E-N-T-R-E-K. Somebody said that gentleman might need a little assistance from the Lord. I pray that if he does, that somehow they let me know. But there's a whole lot of good knives. I like them for being a tool. I like the K-bar because for the money and the weight, the Marine Corps did it pretty darn good, all right? And I've got a 7-inch old-time USMC, brand new but sharp as razor sharp, all right? And then I got a 5-inch blade, too. It's tucked away in another spot. And then I got a boot knife down below, you know, pop it right up out of the boot. And if that don't work, I'm going to be a hooking and a jabbing on them. throwing elbows and throwing knees like them old, there's a group of tough Muay Thai kids that I know. I tell you what, they're popping them with the elbows and the knees, and at the same time, we want them to be making A's in school and learning all of the science and the mathematics and the geometrical type of equations and all the different stuff that will work for you, you know. And also to be able to read. If you can do nothing for your children or grandchildren, if you can do nothing, you can do two things. Number one, you can teach them to read well and to understand definition of words and how to use a dictionary so that they don't get tripped up on weird words. I can remember reading a weekly reader in the third grade, and I did not know the word mechanic. I thought it was Mexican. And in reading the weekly reader in front of the class, I was totally gooped up because I'm reading the word as Mexican rather than mechanic. And it was a story about a mechanic taking care of cars, and I was talking about something else. Teacher said, I think you need to sit down. It's not Mexicans, it's mechanic. Oh, so you got to understand what the words and the definition of words are. Like, here's one for you at the kitchen table. Yeah, you right there. Don't put that bite of food in your mouth right now. What's the definition or the word the? What's the definition of the word of? For. Oh. There are definitions. Remember Billy Slick Willie Clinton said, well, which definition of the word is are you using? You better go and find out, because you're going to clarify your thinking and your understanding of what you read much better if you can identify words you don't understand. On the other hand, you can provide your children with a vocabulary. Give them three words to look up a week or four or whatever, and to use them and tell you how they could use them and what they mean and the different definitions and discuss all of that and have them spell them and write them in a sentence. And you will increase the vocabulary of your kids. The more you increase the vocabulary, the increased vocabulary will equal IQ boom at a certain point in time. And the ability of your children, your grandchildren, to do well. That's one thing you can do. The second thing you can do is to do goals. There was a study done in the Ivy League. I don't know if it was Harvard, Yale, whoever it was. And they did it with seniors in, like, let's just say it was Harvard or Yale or one of those two. And they did studies with people who had written goals with timetables on their goals where they wanted to achieve them. And then they went down through the senior class and they found out that really in terms of written goals, the only people that really had a set of written goals in the timetables and really had analyzed it and had set that up as their goal of achievement to do by a certain time frame, that only maybe 10% of the people had those. Huh. So now they came back and did a follow-up study, you know, in a couple of years, and they found that at the top of the food chain, the highest incomes, the highest positions that could be gotten, and you can get in some pretty high positions coming out of the Ivy League, or you used to be able to, now all you're going to be is the head of the BLM, you know, or the Antifa. After your parents have paid, or you paid $70,000 a year to go to school there, all right? Or $100,000 with a good house to live in, you know? But the fact is, they came back and they saw, well, this 10% who had the written goals, everybody else did okay and did pretty well because they're coming from Harvard or Yale or wherever it was. But the ones who had the written goals were at the top of the food chain. They were way up in Wall Street or way up in this bank, or they were the senior vice president of a corporation in two or three, 4 years. They went to the top. Well, it don't have to be that. You could also have goals as being a good farmer, goals as being a good machinist or mechanic, goals of being a terrific soldier. or sailor or airman or spaceman, okay? Or marine. Now let me tell you, those are two things you can do. The other thing you can get your kid is you can make sure they've got warm socks, warm shoes, insulated boots, insulated coats, good, insulate gloves, good wool hats, and that you can get their mommy and daddy, your children or grandchildren, you can get them some food, you know, long-term storage food, plus some canned goods, you know. Put some Chef Boyardee up there, some Progresso and chunky soups and a whole lot of stuff, some vegetables, some fruit, cans of fruit, and what have you. And you can just put it in their grocery there, you know, in the downstairs or out in the garage or wherever you keep it with the metal shelves. You got it all lined out. And you got to understand that the dates on those cans that are there are not the throw it away date that they have on them. That's the date that the canner can guarantee that 100% of the minimum requirements or the RDA that's listed on the ingredients on the side, that those food values are there till that date. Afterwards, it doesn't mean there's no food value or that it's bad if the can is not dented or busted or puffed out or with black goo coming out of the top of it or, you know, a gouge in the side or whatever. And if you open it and you smell it, it smells okay. And then I would put it in the gumbo pot chair and stir it all around, you know. You got the crawfish and the filet and you got the chicken and this and that. And, Dante Flo's, minor bird or whatever you got. You put it into the pot, you know. Stir it on up. And you got you something to eat, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's going to get cold. And I would cut wood. If you've got it, and I would say to you again, people in Texas, people in a number of different areas, they may start, even if there isn't an EMP, they may do what they did to Texas last year, what they did to California in the past and are still trying to do it, cutting the power grids out, okay, putting you down, taking off your electricity, screwing you up, no heat, no gas. They could do that and say, oh, well, it's climate change. And then, oh, well, you didn't set your contract up. So now you're paying five times more for your natural gas bill or electrical bill than you did last year. All right. So people in Texas, don't expect for it not to happen again, or in Oklahoma or Kansas or North Carolina or Michigan or Illinois or Idaho or Northern California or Southern California, New Mexico, wherever it might be. Old Mesa, Arizona, to my buddies out there. Hello to Mesa. Or to South Carolina on the coast. Y'all be kind out there now. Good people out there. Or up in the Maine Maniac Land or the Massachusetts groups. Oh, the Ohio, the Michigan, all the Wisconsin people, the Minnesotas, all right, all over. Got good people to listen from all over. You can email me, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you. Anyone listening may provide you what's needed and wanted to allow you to continue and to survive and to endure to the end as he wants you to do. As he said in Matthew 24, those who endure till the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure till the end. Yes, to my brother here, those are look great, the Diablo pistols, but I'm going to tell you, it'll be a lot easier to get a 12-gauge pump from Uncle Louie or Uncle Joe, and he'll just hand it over to you and let you borrow it rather than get them real high-dollar pistol, because I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people that ain't making that kind of money, my brother, as you well know. but they're cool looking. Diablo 12 gauges. Diablo 12 gauge pistols. All right. Incredible. Anyway, just a thought, just a side idea. But I think that Lord Jesus is the key and the reason for the season. Because you see, our Father in heaven gave his only begotten Son to have him come down here and to use his blood to wash away your sins. But you gotta want him to be your Savior. If you have not done so, let me tell you, get on your knees, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. You could also say, Lord Jesus, I would like a place of perfect sanctuary to put my family while I stand against evil on your behalf. Where do you want me to put them, Lord? Where will they have true sanctuary? He might say, take them over here. He might say, take them there. Or he might say, stay right where you're at. I'll protect you wherever you're at. And if you were to lose your life, and if I'm with you and you're with me, if you have done and repented and have asked me to come in your heart to be your Savior, then you will have everlasting life with me in heaven. That's a good deal. Avail yourself of it, people. And prepare like Matthew 25 for what's happening in Matthew 24 and worse. Because what Lord Jesus talks about there are the beginning of sorrow. It could get so bad, and I don't know when, but it could get so bad that the Lord Jesus said that if time were not short for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. So you better get your lamp oil and your lamp, Dean's lantern, or Petromax, your firearm, your ammunition, your chunky suit. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand and protect your family, your property, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. I know you're back in the area on the planet. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Against the enemies of true America that God has controlled. America. Bill of Rights, America. And you know where the Russians are at. And they came for you at one of your fields, didn't they, on the East Coast? The Looney Balloon right over it. Anyway, pending arrangements, I know you know, and Mickey LaFleur, Mickey. Eat that Mickey, don't jerk it. Stay on him, Mama. Rico and Thomas Little L, rolling track. Lord Jesus loves you. Keep training, but keep on your study. You can read about the science. Read.